local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're still doing it live here. Hour number three starts now on News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your evening here on a Wednesday, midway through the work week. Looking forward to a weekend that may involve some Christmas shopping, some Christmas movie watching, who knows, but looking forward to it. Another day of mostly sunshine. We got some rain creeping in later on in the work week, into the weekend as well. Full details on the weather. We'll check to see if there's any problems on the roadways, all that and much more here over the next 47 minutes. We start with our top three stories, starting right here at home. It was 4 years ago today, the terror attack on board NAS Pensacola, where three sailors died and eight more were wounded by a Saudi student who opened fire in a mass shooting today back in 2019. It was almost 4 years to the hour exactly of a bomb threat reported on board NAS Pensacola, led to lockdown for the base, both gates being closed down, and the threat was made at around 9:35 this morning. And now on NAS Pensacola officials say that one suspect is in custody, that individual's identity not known. No more information has been released, as base officials say that it is still an ongoing investigation. So that happening this morning and certainly leading to thoughts and fears about could it happen again today. Thankfully, it did not, and the suspect taken into custody. That's our top story today. Also in Nevada, Las Vegas, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, police converging there today after an active shooter opened fire. There are, at last check, now three people reportedly dead after that event today. Police earlier said there could be more victims, but have not provided any updates. The shooter was also confirmed to be dead, and there is no ongoing threat to the campus. So tragedy there today. Also, President Biden urging Congress to pass a new spending package to help Ukraine in its war against Russia.
Republicans think they get everything they want without any bipartisan compromise. That's not the answer.
Biden says if Russian President Vladimir Putin is allowed to take what he wants, troops from the U.S. will eventually be fighting Russian troops. The president blamed extreme Republicans for tying Ukraine aid to U.S. border support. Those are our top three stories, 6:15 right now. First check of the roads and weather this hour.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we typically see a lot of the congestion die down at around this time, and today is no exception. We do have some traffic backing up for very short spurts at around where Pensacola Boulevard merges with North Palafox Street. Could be stemming from an accident report that was submitted in that area earlier, but it's nothing too insane. And the same can be said about really just about anywhere else in Pensacola on our end, and in Santa Rosa County on Caroline Street. Once again, minor spurts of backups, but nothing that's going to hold you up too long.
Chilly night ahead as we head into Thursday, starting out in the 30s and 40s there for Thursday morning, so have a heavier jacket. High temperatures on Thursday afternoon, upper 50s to lower 60s with plenty of sunshine. Slightly warmer on Friday as 60s return for high temperatures, mid to upper 60s. Through the weekend, we'll have a warm up on Saturday back into the 70s, but rain chances move back in. We could have some thunderstorms Saturday night. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. It's currently 53. Overnight tonight, we'll be at 38, rather, with clear skies. Mostly sunny Thursday, increasing clouds later, high of 61. 51, the overnight low on Thursday night. Taking a look at what's happening here locally, of course, besides the bomb threat on board NAS Pensacola this morning, Escambia Sheriff's Office celebrating 19 new deputies making up the first graduating class from their new training academy. Those new recruits graduated Monday and will be out on their own starting December 18th. It's one of six in the state authorized to run their own law enforcement academy.
We have the facilities, we have the personnel, the expertise, and we think that we can put on a quality training academy.
And that's Sheriff Chip Simmons with Channel 3. The next batch of recruits, all 30 of them, will start next month. In the city of Milton, so efforts by city leaders to shed their soap opera label not off to a great start after the Thanksgiving holiday, the latest drama involving the current opening for the Ward 4 City Council seat. Monday, the council heard from the two women who have volunteered to serve. Kathy Ellis, a 23-year employee of the Santa Rosa Property Appraiser's Office, and Sherry Sebastio, who was previously appointed to the council in 2021 and 2022. Councilman Mike Cusack, if you watched or followed the conversation at all, definitely a supporter of Kathy Ellis. And after Sherry Sebastio had her remarks to the city council, Cusack kind of went on the offensive.
When you were appointed to council, did you think it was okay to argue and criticize the public like you did a few times? Did you think that was the right thing to do as a council person?
You just out of fairness, Councilman Cusack, could you identify something more specific so she can remember what you're referring to?
Well, I can't. I don't remember either.
So. Let's have order. I mean, it's really not fair for y'all to
remember. I don't
other.
Have a specific instance, but I'll have it by Tuesday.
I'll have it by Tuesday. So Cusack also made sure to mention that Sebastio had previously lost two elections to serve on the council. And during public comment, Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins, who was in attendance, spoke first.
I thought it was absolutely disgusting and despicable that Mr. Cusack was attacking one of the candidates.
I'm going to stop you right there, sir.
That were sitting there.
I have to stop you right there.
I think that's wrong. That's a city official.
Can you please?
She's a member of the public. She shouldn't be attacked. That's all I'm going to say.
So the council will vote on the appointment on Tuesday. So expect to see more fireworks from that one. 620 right now. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We had a pretty extensive conversation about anti-Semitism on college campuses, those students who spoke at the press conference yesterday about their experiences at NYU, MIT, Penn, and Harvard Law. Also had a really good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about trying to get employees who get paid based on their performance rather than sort of the job title. And what he's trying to do at the city of Pensacola. It's very interesting. You can find those segments and podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk at a Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. You know, I love...
But, you know what? I said it too soon, man.
I was about to say, I love that point we get in the evening where I pick a Christmas song that I don't even remotely recognize, but it's got the word Christmas in it.
Right.
And I'm just like, what the heck? Let's give it a go.
Yeah, it's about once a week that you do that. Who sang that one?
Montgomery Gentry.
Okay.
That's what it said. So, all right. 6:25 here. We'll get another check of the roads and weather. Looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we do have an accident actually being reported. It is right at the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and Mobile Highway. It doesn't appear to be causing too severe of any backups, though, at least not at the moment, but we will keep an eye on that. Outside of that, there is not much to report on, luckily, and the same can be said about Santa Rosa County as well.
Dry and cool weather over the next couple of days. Thursday, we're starting out in the 30s and 40s, one of our coldest mornings in quite a while. Highs on Thursday in the upper 50s to lower 60s, lots of sunshine. Friday, low temperatures warm into the 50s, high temperatures into the mid to upper 60s. By Saturday, we have 70s for high temps, but the rain chances do return. We have a pretty decent chance for thunderstorms, in fact, Saturday night into Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. It is currently 51 degrees, down to 38 with clear skies overnight tonight. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, the sister of Cuban dictators Fidel and Raul Castro died in Miami at the age of 90. Juanita Castro died Monday. She was a longtime opponent of the communist regime led by her two brothers. She left Cuba in 1964 and never returned after going into exile, but before leaving, she was funneling information to the CIA.
And a man accused of intentionally running down two Hillsborough County deputies is not fit for trial. A Hillsborough County Circuit Court judge today ruled that Ralph Boozy is mentally incompetent to stand trial. He will be involuntarily committed to the state for mental health treatment instead. The 28-year-old allegedly ran over Corporal Carlos Brito and Deputy Manuel Santos last month after police responded to a call about a man acting irrationally.
Also, Senator Rick Scott, we talked about this in our top three stories where the White House is criticizing Republicans that are standing in the way of Ukraine funding. It has to do with the border security in our southern border. Here's Senator Scott.
We are not going to spend a dime, right, on Ukraine's border unless we fix our border. It's not going to happen.
So the White House says if Congress doesn't approve more funding for Ukraine, then there will be none left by the end of the month.
And DMV offices across the state are experiencing a system outage. The state's Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says that the incident started earlier this afternoon, impacting both its in-person and online services. Officials are trying to fix the problem as soon as they can.
Taking a look at what's happening around the country, the GOP debate is happening right now. Although you may not know it if you scroll through your television, it's on News Nation. It is a subscription-based TV network, so I don't know if that means like you just pay for it as a standalone channel or if it's like included in like a subscription, like a YouTube TV or that sort of thing. I have no idea if I have it, so I'm not watching it. The NBC debate, we were trying to figure out what would a good over-under be on the number of viewers. The debate last time got 7.5 million, and that was on NBC. So
I'm going to say 1.4.
1.4, yeah, something like that. May not even reach that. I don't know. But we got DeSantis, Haley, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy that are taking part here. So there you go.
Yeah, probably won't learn much that we haven't already.
Yep.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says that rebate checks are on the way to nearly 2 million Alabama tax filers. She says officials have worked around the clock to process the one-time tax rebate since December 1st. About 850,000 direct deposits have already been made, and they were authorized into 2023 state budget.
Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says he's resigning from Congress at the end of the year.
Nancy Pelosi, for all her flaws, and there are many, she at least stuck around. She didn't hurt her team by saying, well, if I can't be the quarterback, I'm just going to take the ball and go home. That seems to be what we're getting from Kevin McCarthy. This is not an act of patriotism or moving on to the next fight. It is an act of abject selfishness.
Well, so there you go. Gates holding nothing back there. But, you know, he makes a point with regards to the Republican majority. They started the session with four, right? And then you have not only McCarthy, who says he's leaving at the end of the year, but you had George Santos getting kicked out this week. And also Gates saying that an Ohio congressman he's going to be the president of Youngstown State University, so he won't be there. So
gotcha.
Pretty interesting there.
Yeah, and authorities in Texas say a suspect has been arrested after a shooting spree that covered two cities yesterday. Austin police believe he killed four people in two separate shootings after he killed two people near San Antonio. Two police officers were also said to have been injured.
All right, 6:30 right now. Fox News Update is next. Sports, pop culture, entertainment, health, business, and science coming up in the second half hour of a program here on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Matt Napolitano. The Las Vegas sheriff says three people are dead following a shooting on the campus of UNLV today. Another victim is in critical condition. This student was in a nearby building when the campus was put on lockdown.
It was just super scary, you know, hearing that. We all, as a class, in the ballroom, we were just so scared. I feel like we should have shut the lights off or something.
The suspected shooter is also dead. A suspect is in custody in Travis County, Texas, following multiple shootings in Austin and San Antonio Tuesday. Bexar County DA Joe Gonzalez says Shane James Jr. had a history of mental health issues.
We know that there were cases where the police had to engage what we're calling emergency detention. So that was a red flag.
James Jr. is accused of killing six people, including his parents, and injuring several others. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Disney out a beta version of its combined Disney Plus and Hulu experience. The new hub called Hulu on Disney Plus puts content from both services on the Disney Plus app. The media giant notes that the new hub is not a replacement for the standalone Hulu or Disney apps, and the two apps will remain as separate offerings. The television industry is mourning the passing of a legend today. He was one of the most prolific writers and producers in the history of the small screen. The man behind groundbreaking shows like All in the Family, Maud, The Jeffersons, and Sanford and Son. Norman Lear, who died yesterday at his home in Los Angeles, was 101. reporting quarterly results after today's close, GameStop posted a year-over-year sales decline. Shares of the video games retailer are down about 2.25% in late trading. In the regular Wednesday action, stocks fell slightly. The S&P 500 slipped 17 points and the Dow Industrials lost 70. That's your money now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money? Find out how tomorrow at 10:30 as Emerald Coast Coins talks about how precious metals and metal detectors are a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Houston Texans, following a tough loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars, bounced back and ended the Denver Broncos' five-game win streak on Sunday. Houston is 7-5, and D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud have been a sensational story so far, and it's only getting started. I think the Texans will beat the Jets, Browns, Colts, and then Tennessee twice down the stretch to finish the year on a six-game win streak at 12-5, snatching the AFC South crown. I'm Zach Gelb.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Lewis Bear wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Will with Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a happy holiday from our family to yours.
This is a book that's in some of the schools in California. Florida, this is not consistent with our standards, called Gender Queer.
Two competing views of America.
There's one thing that we have in common is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis debated California Governor Gavin Newsom in the Great Red State versus Blue State debate. Heard here on News Radio 92.3. Follow all the twists and turns of the 2024 presidential race on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire,
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We will get another check at the roads and weather. So we did have an accident at the intersection of Mobile Highway and West Fairfield Drive. There is very little congestion there, though. So luckily that did not manifest in anything too severe. And looking at the rest of Pensacola and even in Santa Rosa County in the Pace and Milton areas, there is not much to report on. So if you're dealing with some congestion, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long of a time.
All right. Thank you very much. Right now it's 51, overnight tonight 38 for the low, mostly sunny skies on Thursday, high of 61, and just 51 for the low tomorrow night with mostly cloudy skies. So that's a look at what's coming up here over the next 24 hours. Taking a look at what's going on in the sports world. So just underway on ESPN, the Spurs, Victor Wembanyama taking on the T-Wolves. Later on ESPN, 9 o'clock, as game two of the doubleheader, it's the Nuggets and the Clippers. Couple of NFL notes. The New York Jets playing quarterback roulette here. They've already gone to the Zach Wilson well, what, three times this year?
Something like that. They're picking him up and putting him down.
Yeah, Tim Boyle, fare thee well, sir. We hardly knew ye, but he's gone after, what, two starts? And then there was a report from The Athletic earlier this week that they were thinking about going back to Zach Wilson, and Zach Wilson, I don't know that didn't want to was the word, but he was hesitant.
Yeah.
Just because of no confidence. I mean, they've completely ruined his confidence.
And social media has done him no favors in that regard either.
Feel bad for him. Of course, you know, he came out of BYU. He looked great throwing a football in shorts and a T-shirt. Everybody fell in love with him, and it's just not happened. Completely shot mentally. I wonder if after this year, if he's going to get a shot at another team, if there's going to be some team that thinks he can be some sort of reclamation project. Not like that, you know, you have a lot of time in the pros to do that, or is this it?
That's the thing. He could have the games of his life, but, I mean, the talk of the town as far as the quarterback situation goes is still going to be, ooh, Aaron Rodgers, he's so close to coming back. You know, it's like, you know, if by the end of this season, if there are any teams interested, he'll definitely be hearing them out, probably.
If he wants to stay in the league, he'll go wherever, you know, wherever they're going to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy is having surgery tomorrow to remove his appendix. So Godspeed on that. He's planning on getting released from the hospital tomorrow night and coaching Sunday night against the Eagles. That's a massive game there.
Mm-hmm.
The winner, if it's the Eagles, you would think that even with the big loss to the 49ers, they would still pretty much have a firm grasp on the one seed. But if they lose, they now have the same record as the Cowboys and the Niners, and then the Niners obviously have the head-to-head wins over both of them. So that would be interesting to see what happens there. It's in Dallas, and you know the Cowboys played really well the last time they played in Philadelphia. I mean, you know, Dak was awesome. It was kind of the first game or second game of the Dak for MVP run that he's been on here for the last month or so. So we'll see what the Cowboys and the Eagles have cooked up, but I'm looking forward to seeing that one on Sunday Night Football. College basketball, this one just starting at 7 o'clock. Number 8, Marquette taking on number 12, Texas. That one is on FS1. Health, business, and science notes today. Doctors in some cities are concerned about a new syndrome seen in newborns, which may be connected to fentanyl. New study shows at least 10 babies exposed to fentanyl in the womb have been identified with distinctive birth defects, including cleft palate, small heads and bodies, and drooping eyelids. The mothers all acknowledged using drugs, particularly fentanyl, during pregnancies.
And bets against the value of Israeli companies spiked in the days before the October 7th Hamas attacks. This suggests that some traders may have had advanced knowledge of the looming terror attack and profited off of it. The report released this week was written by a former SEC commissioner who is currently a professor at NYU and Columbia Law professor. It details a significant and unusual spike 5 days before the attacks in short selling and the most popular fund linked to Israeli companies.
Just seeing this, actually, this is just popped up. We just got done with sports, but from The Athletic – A former Jacksonville Jaguars employee is accused of stealing more than $22 million from the franchise.
How?
Over the course of a four-year span, 2019 to 2023, by exploiting the organization's virtual credit card program and use that money to buy, among other items, two cars, a condo, a designer watch worth over $95,000. Also alleging that the money was used to purchase cryptocurrency to place bets with online gambling sites. Amit Patel is the suspect here, worked for the Jags for 5 years starting in 2018.
Wow.
So that's pretty crazy there.
Yeah,
so if state attorney's going to be in on that one.
If those allegations like have any salt and he's honestly like in like legal trouble of like, if he's going to face repercussions for that, he's done. I mean, white-collar crime's a big deal, but to take that much money from a corporate entity, an NFL franchise, and to be doing all of that, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's crazy.
How did he get away with that? $22 million? I know it was like a four-year span.
$22 million, yeah. I don't know, man.
But that's still what we're averaging over $5 million a year.
$22 million, yeah, that's no small pittance there.
Golly.
Anyway, yeah, health, business, and science. So, yeah, we you were talking about the
bets against the value.
The shorting so if you haven't seen the movie
Big Short.
Yeah, yeah. So one of my favorite movies all time, but it is about how a group of investors, hedge fund managers, they were shorting the housing market based on housing bonds. That they looked at the bonds and they were like, huh, all these bonds are subprime housing, and they basically bet on the housing market going upside down, and they made billions. So this kind of the same thing here, where you have hedge fund guys that are, you know, I'm sure well connected with all sorts of political, military, who knows, but this idea that these particular funds that are heavily linked to Israeli companies, that there was a significant spike in shorts of that. That's definitely, yeah. I mean, I've seen that movie before, quite literally. I've seen that movie before. 6:45, more health and science notes and pop culture right after traffic and weather.
All right, so we haven't had much to report on, luckily, in Pensacola and the surrounding areas so far this hour, and that appears to still be the case. We had a traffic incident or two being reported, but it hasn't caused much congestion from what we've seen. So hopefully, if you are caught somewhere on the roads, you shouldn't be held up for too long.
By the way.
What?
We were talking about the Jaguars story.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm on X, and that's where I see it. And, of course, you know, social media cesspool for a lot of stuff. So the headline, you know, former Jags employee accused of stealing more than $22 million. And, of course, the replies are just like Blake Bortles, LaVisca Chenault, Urban Meyer, like just all these.
Basically, yeah, they stole money
basically
too.
Basically the entire Jaguars organization before Trevor Lawrence came around.
I thought there was going to be a joke made about him also stealing their cart. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah, that's where the card ended up.
Yeah. It's in his condo.
6:45. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked there. That was funny.
That's technically a business headline because it's about, yeah, as I said, a business having money laundered.
That's what I'm using too.
Yeah.
Dry and cool weather over the next couple of days. Thursday, we're starting out in the 30s and 40s, one of our coldest mornings in quite a while. Highs on Thursday in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Lots of sunshine. Friday, low temperatures warm into the 50s. High temperatures into the mid to upper 60s. By Saturday, we have 70s for high temps, but the rain chances do return. We have a pretty decent chance for thunderstorms, in fact, Saturday night into Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. It is 51 degrees currently, clear overnight, 38 for a low. Mostly sunny for much of the day tomorrow with a high of 61. Taking a look at some pop culture notes now. Taylor Swift is Time's 2023 Person of the Year. We kind of told you this was coming. Mm-hmm. Time magazine, with all the negativity and all the controversy, going with the person with the, I guess, littlest amount of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's people that don't like her. There's people that wonder why she's talked about so much. But, I mean, she is a powerhouse, and that is obvious once again here today. Also, we haven't covered this yet. The man responsible for making dingbat, meathead, and dynamite household words during the 70s has died.
By the way, Glenn Miller played
songs that made my hit parade.
Guys like me, we had it made. Those were the days.
Norman
Lee, no welfare state.
I'm sorry. Norman Lear, the creator of All in the Family, along with spinoffs Maude, Good Times, and The Jeffersons, died at the age of 101.
Golly. A24 movies will not stream exclusively on HBO, Max, and Cinemax. The company's films will land on the streaming service after their theatrical runs. That'll include new films Priscilla, Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage, and The Iron Claw, starring Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, also, CandyStore.com releasing its annual list of the most hated holiday candies. Reindeer corn, number one again, as it should be. I never had it, and I never will, because candy corn sucks anyway.
It's aesthetically pleasing, but it's not great.
It's just a festive spin, so it's got red, green, and white instead of orange, yellow, and white. Also making the list, holiday peeps. Peeps also suck.
No, they do not.
Chocolate oranges, never had one.
Me neither,
cherry cordials, I don't like cherries. As well as non-peppermint candy canes. Now, I had a question because when I first saw non-peppermint candy canes, I thought we were just talking about the red and white ones where you just take away the flavor. And it's like, what in the world's the point of that? But I guess we're talking about the ones that are different colors. You got the different flavors of candy canes. And I don't know why people would hate on those.
I assume that's what we're talking
about. I assume so as well, but could be wrong.
Chocolate oranges. I'm not sure if I've had that before. If I have, I haven't had it enough to develop an opinion on it. And it's been a long time. But like holiday peeps, I really like peeps. Cherry cordials, I just don't like cherries. Like if I get a shake from like a restaurant or something and it's got a cherry on it, I just give it to like a member of my family or something.
Yeah.
It's not a cherry guy. I'm sure it's all right though if you like cherries.
Yeah, I'm not a cherry guy either.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 6:50, final break for us here on a Wednesday. Back with wacky stories and good news to wrap up.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow at 9:30 as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth Medical Membership Program can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. Tomorrow at 9:30 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We're about a minute early to our last traffic and weather update, but that's no problem. There's not much to report on anyways, luckily. If you are in Pensacola or the surrounding areas and you are experiencing some congestion, it should not hold you up too long. We've been looking around here so far this hour, and we haven't seen much to report on, so hopefully that's it. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, no, that's how it should be right now. Right now we're at 51 degrees, clear skies throughout the night tonight, 38 for a low, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 61, clouds coming into the picture later on, mostly cloudy Thursday night, warming up 51 for a low, 68 on Friday with mostly cloudy skies. By the way, I saw your Steelers taking on the Patriots tomorrow night, that the over-under for this game is the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Really? What is it?
It's 30 points.
Really? That's it. Wow. I mean, I honestly thought it may have been like a little bit lower than that. You know? I mean,
I did too, because I don't think the Patriots are scoring at all tomorrow.
Well, that's the thing, that we both have great defenses, and obviously our offense is very inconsistent. But the Patriots' offense like truly sucks.
It's you and me out there for the Patriots.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it just might be the only offense in the NFL that is like consistently worse than Pittsburgh's. I mean, it's rough.
Yeah, so that'll be a snooze fest. I mean, you will be the only person in the Pensacola metro area watching that one tomorrow night.
Wow, nice.
Looking at our wacky stories today, in Michigan, a 62-year-old woman was arrested for shoplifting from a Walmart, and she picked the absolute worst time of the year to try it. She was there when the store was hosting 75 officers for their annual Shop with a Cop event. She even parked right next to the cop cars, so there was no surprise when they were there. An employee notified one of the cops that they saw her stealing more than $700 worth of stuff, so they just followed her out to her car.
And speaking of Midwestern tomfoolery, back in September, a 39-year-old woman near Cleveland named Rosemary Hain got arrested for throwing a burrito at a Chipotle worker. She just didn't think it was made well enough, so she threw it in her face and got thrown in jail for assault. She just got sentenced last week, and her judge decided to get creative. He gave her 180 days in jail, suspended 90 of them, and he said that she could lop off another 60 if she wanted to work in a fast food restaurant herself and see what all the hubbub was about.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, she has to work there part-time, 20 hours a week, for at least 2 months. She agreed to it and said that she would start looking for job openings.
Yeah, that's cool. Here's another one where just kind of an example of, you know, people are sheep and they'll just do just about anything, right? There are some TikToks making the rounds showing grilled ice becoming a specialty treat in Northeast China.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is to visualize this for you. Remember the old school ice trays where you just pour them with water, you let them sit for a few hours, and then they freeze up, right? So people, yep. So they're putting the ice in from a tray onto the grill. They're dousing the ice with all of the different seasonings, the chili powder, scallions, coriander, sauce, etc. And then they say that it's on the grill just enough so that it's not like it turns into water. There's obviously maybe some little melting there, but maybe that helps to absorb all the seasonings and just like a little bit of a grill onto the ice there that you can then chew through. People say that at least one customer describes it as spicy and interesting, and it's only $2. So I guess, you know, if you want to do that, go for it. It only set you back $2, but yeah, pretty wacky and weird there.
Yeah, Joe, we as humans have run out of things to do. And that's the thing. Yes. I often think about that in like Hollywood. It's like, wow. Or like in story writing in general. It's like, wow, we may not, you know, surely someone's come up with this by now. It's like, it's the same thing from a culinary standpoint. It's just, we've run out of things. Moving on to good news here. A 17-year-old in Stockton, California named Elle Gianelli is using her Socks for Seniors campaign again for the holidays. She sends silly socks and kind notes to nursing homes around the country just to make people smile. She started doing it back in middle school, and in the past 4 years, she's sent nearly 5,000 pairs of socks to 92 nursing homes across 48 states.
Very cool there. Also, a former Army tank gunner named Jay Tennyson got a terminal cancer diagnosis last year. Was given as little as 12 months to live at the time. That was over 18 months ago, and he's still here. He just got to cross off the biggest thing on his bucket list this week. Over a year ago, he got on Reddit and said he wanted to ride in a tank and feel the sheer power of it again.
Okay.
He got to do it yesterday at Fort Moore in Georgia. The 194th Armored Brigade took him out in an M1 Abrams tank, let him fire it. He said it was every bit of what he remembered.
That's so awesome.
Good job out of the folks at Fort Moore. Mm-hmm. And Godspeed to you, Jay, on that. 6:59, that'll do it for us here for Pensacola right now. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your evening each and every day. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7. Austin, you have a good night.
All right. You too, sir.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.